Oh my God, your poor dad.
Welcome back to Your Poor Dad. You can't choose your sisters, but you can choose your podcast. So thank you for joining us and being the fourth brand sister.
In the spirit of transparency, I already know Paige is going to say this.
I wasn't going to say anything. Who sniffed in the intro?
I made this. I sniffed in the intro?
Yeah. That's exactly what she did.
I made us restart because I just wasn't like mentally prepared. And then we started talking and I was like, oh, fuck, we're recording a podcast.
It was just funny because I think maybe we 1.5 minutes in and then just kind of arms up. Can we start over?
I didn't know you had a plan and now I'm like on the plan.
Oh, okay.
We should probably talk about our plans before we start recording, but it's kind of fun to just like raw dog it.
I feel like me having a plan is good enough and I wanted to see.
Somebody's got to like guide the ship. Yeah. And we don't need to know who's guiding it. That's a blind guide. But okay, what did you say? Tell me what you said.
What I said was this episode, first of all, Merry Christmas. I hope you guys had a wonderful Christmas. We'll get into that in just a little bit.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. Yes, we celebrate Christmas. Not everyone does. Anyways, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. And I thought today we could talk about our New Year's resolutions for 2024.
Because it is January 1st. Forced.
It will be.
It's actually December 28th, but today in your world is January 1st. So, and then I was singing New Year's Day by Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
But I wasn't really singing it.
And
because I don't know the words or the tune. Well, yeah,
you just kind of said, oh.
I said New Year's Day.
Yeah, New Year's Day. I was like, oh, she's talking about Taylor Swift. I got you.
I'm glad that we recapped everything we cut from the first recording.
But now I'm like in it.
You said something
about Taylor Swift.
Okay, so the four secret songs.
New Year's Day was one of the songs we got at Eras, and I was so annoyed. I could not let myself enjoy New Year's Day because I was so annoyed we didn't get Cornelia Street.
Well,
but I should have just been grateful because New Year's Day is actually a really good song. Now I like it.
Well, I was going to say you felt just the like same Clean. Way about Clean.
I know. And now
you love Clean.
No, now Clean's like my favorite song.
That's why you are the most annoying person.
You don't know how annoyed I am with like my biggest regret. Well, we can get into this, but my biggest regret of 2023 is that I was not appreciative of Clean when we got it. When she started singing Clean, I was like, what the fuck is this?
I know you were.
But how annoying am I? Because I'm like the first person on social media to be like, yeah, we got Death by a Thousand Cuts and Clean.
Because I was telling you that in Swiftie world, like that was huge. That was really huge. And you're like, hey, Swifties, guess what? Arlington Night 2, guess what songs we got? Yep,
meanwhile,
you guessed it.
I've never heard that song.
I know.
But I'm like, you guys, like, you'll never get Death by a Thousand Cuts and Clean.
You were like, this is the elite pairing.
Like, I was mansplaining the Swifties. I'm so annoying.
But you did do the exact same thing with New Year's Day. And
I don't ride for New Year's Day like I ride for Clean.
I know, but it is such a good song.
Well, now I feel a connection to it. I needed like that little, you know, sometimes when you go to a concert of somebody you don't really know, and then that concert makes you like enjoy the song more.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah. You're still annoying sometimes.
Been cleaning up bottles with you on New Year's Day. And now I know the words because I had to listen to it.
Well, and because I just sang them to you.
Right.
So that's really it. Anyways, I wanted to, before we talk about our New Year's resolutions, let's talk about what our Christmas was like.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Do you want me to start? Because you looked at me.
You know what? I guess, Bailey, do you have something to say?
No.
You opened your mouth like you did.
Well, no.
That's Bailey's move, is like she's always like opening her mouth like she's
at Christmas.
But like we always talk so much that I think it's just like a reaction, like, oh, I could say something, but like I can't.
Whenever I listen back to the podcast, I will like say what I was like actually thinking at the time, and it's like, huh, if only anyone else could hear that.
Well, I wanted to, you guys can see my
shout out,
my little shirt. Shout out to Sandy.
Maybe describe it.
This is
a podcast.
Wait, should I show them the back?
Sure.
Okay, tell me. You'll have to look in the camera and tell me if you can see it.
Hold on.
So what we're looking at here is Paige is showing the back of her new shirt. It is a Bears jersey, number 85. I'm sure that's a very influential, important player.
Komet.
I think that that's the year that the Bears went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the 85 Bears, but I think it's currently Komet.
Oh.
They chose the numbers from their favorite players.
Yeah, so.
Like our favorite players.
Our poor parents are taking us to Chicago next year to see the Bears. Go Bears. And
Go Bears.
They got us all these jerseys that say your poor dad on the back. Mr. Roberts got one that said Mr. Roberts.
That's cute.
It's we need really to get Sticks funny. Ones that says Sticks. And then we can get...
Oh, wait.
We have someone's present over there.
I don't have a boyfriend. Well, we can get George Glass.
No, wait.
What about George Glass?
I mean, depending on who you're dating this year, we can... We'll find you one.
We could get one for the dog. Or we'll get one of those special invisible jerseys.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, you know, like the dogs at Disneyland? There used to be a thing where it was like a wire leash with like a fake little like muzzle. And it looked like you were walking a ghost dog.
Yeah.
We could have like a ghost boyfriend leash.
That's
a really good idea.
That would be funny.
That would be
funny. I could just have like an arm over my just, like,
that's something that you shirt. And dad would do, like, to commit to the bit. Like, we're talking about it and we're thinking it's funny. And then dad would, like, literally...
He's going to execute.
...rig, like, some sort of thing and we would be carrying
He's
going
to rig some kind of dummy.
Yeah.
And that I'm... Yeah, that I'm going to have
he's
like,
going to take on the plane. He's going to check a bag.
He's going to check a bag just for this dummy.
Yeah. But yeah, we're really excited. And okay, so I follow this girl on TikTok. Her name is Lauren, and she's like a Bears correspondent, and she's always making Bears content. She's like super cute. And I feel like we should like meet up with her.
Okay.
And like maybe she could like, you know, hook it up, get us on the field or some shit.
Lauren, hey girl. We would love that. And you want to know who else would love it? Our poor dad.
Yeah.
But and I mean, honestly, our poor mom, because let me just tell you, we joke about mom being a pick me girl when she watches football. It's all real. We were hungover and during Sunday when the game was happening.
Was that Christmas Eve?
Yes. Sunday was Christmas Eve. And I'm kind of just like laying on the couch, like curled up in a ball, wishing I didn't drink so much the night before. And then mom was also she was dead and then she was resurrected when the game started and she just started saying football things. Dad wasn't even in the room and I'm like, girl. Like,
who are you trying to impress?
Yeah, I'm like, calm down. Wait till he gets back in the room.
Well, that was also when mom and I were like surprise drunk and you had no idea.
Oh my gosh, that is so.
Because we were all so hungover from the party we had the night before. And then dad was like, okay, let's have some mimosas. And mom and I just kept drinking mimosas and Paige was like, I don't like mimosas, maybe I'll have a beer later, but I'm just gonna
keep. You don't
like
mimosas?
No, I really wanted a Bloody Mary, but we didn't have any Bloody mix.
You know, Bailey, that's like so your move to like do a sneaky like,
well, like nobody was, like, knows actually drunk. I was fine, but I was, well,
everyone's gonna know when mom's drunk.
Exactly. And Paige was like turned like she was confused. Yeah, mom said, was saying what she was saying.
Well, she said something that was just a little off. And I looked at her, and then I really looked at her. I was like, are you drunk? She's like, yeah, I've been drinking Prosecco all morning. And I was like,
I'm drunk right now. I'm making dinner.
This is mom and dad's move. So dad puts mom's Prosecco in like this, one of those like hydro flask, like wine cups or whatever. Sometimes he actually puts it in like a big, like Stanley size. And then,
well, because
like,
that means that he won't have to get up to refill it.
Right. And so, and it stays cold in the cup. But then, you can't see how much you're drinking and then like all of a sudden when you're empty. Just drunk.
Yeah.
Is that camera? Is that not?
It looks like tilted, but the image doesn't look tilted.
It's an optical illusion.
Interesting. But
Okay, I noticed that last time. It was fine last time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cause that is weird.
Maybe it's just the cover. Okay. So we went back to Kaler, which is right next to Fort Worth for Christmas, where our parents live. If you guys are just now tuning in, hi, welcome. We're poor. We're your poor dad. We're three.
We're
sisters.
Poor.
We're poor, and we're your poor dad. And so, Mr. Roberts, it was like our first Christmas together,
and so we had to welcome him in with a big old Brandt family style party.
Right.
Where everyone was required to dress up.
Yeah. So we did our little Christmas vacation theme party. I was going to say annual, but we didn't do it last year, right?
Mm-hmm. No, but I think we're going to have an annual party. But guess the Ertles chose the movie for next year.
Oh, what is it going to be?
Drum roll, please.
The Grinch.
Okay, that's cute.
Apparently that's their favorite movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love how we're like, it's Christmas Vacation's everyone's favorite movie. Well, so you so all that's have what to
Dad said. Dad said Christmas Vacation is way more popular than The Grinch.
And I told him, I was like, Dad, The Grinch is actually, I think, like the number one Christmas movie. And it's the number one like grossing Christmas is it? Movie. Yeah.
Well, that makes sense because it's also like a classic. It's been remade like multiple times.
And did you know that Jim Carrey on day one, he was like,
Oh, you saw that TikTok too?
Yeah, he's like, I quit. I'm out of here.
I love when like
we're on the same TikTok.
Like, well, also it's like we're spewing facts to each other. Like you and I will be on the phone and we'll be like, actually, I heard, and we spew a fact, and then it's like, oh, you saw that same TikTok.
Okay, so we saw the same thing. Yeah. Anyways, okay, but
she got to repeat she got to repeat it to us, and we were fascinated.
Yeah. So tell the sisters.
Anyways,
because it was fascinating.
It took 8 hours to put on the makeup in the little Grinch suit. The big Grinch suit. And so after day one, he was like, I don't want to do this. Ron Howard said, please, we need you. And so they hired in this like CIA person that helps train people to deal with torture. And so he would just like basically like hit his leg and smoke cigarettes like all through filming. And you know what? It worked because he was a great Grinch.
He was a great Grinch.
Well, do you guys know that the lion suit from The Wizard of Oz was an actual lion hide, and it was 90 pounds. So that guy had to carry around 90 pounds of dead lion carcass.
That movie is so dark.
Yeah.
Ew.
The making of that movie is just like the darkest times. Like Judy Garland, we all know about the little goblin hanging from the tree.
It's not true. It's a bird.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that brings some levity to the situation.
And also, little goblin sounds horrible because it's either a munchkin or an actual person.
But weren't they like, they turned into mean little goblins and I flew?
They were monkeys.
Oh, yeah, the monkeys.
Yeah, but that was not true. Bailey's always also so dark.
Bailey, if we ever get canceled, it's going to be for me, but then the only redeeming quality is going to be Bailey. So just know, like, that's why it's so good that you're listening to this podcast, because, like, we're almost uncancelable, knock on wood.
Well,
because it's like that far. We have, like, a good balance. Okay, speaking of the Grinch, though, we were watching the new animated Grinch at Mr. Roberts' family's house, because, so me and Mr. Roberts went from Keller to Southern California, where his family lives. And so we were watching like the new Grinch, and it's so cute. It's like one of those like AI looking movies.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, one of those new fashion movies. And like the Grinch would jump and his belly would bounce, and everything was just really bouncy.
I love bouncy.
Yeah. But so we cannot stay on a topic.
You cannot stay on a topic.
Well, I took a little bit of the mushrooms this morning, and it's just kicked in.
Ooh, I just got drunk.
But yeah, so the Christmas Vacation party was super fun. We all dressed up. Me and Mr. Roberts were Todd and Margot.
That was really good.
Yeah, we like...
I brought your hair back.
You did? Yeah. Thanks. What were you guys?
I was Uncle Lewis.
And I was Aunt Bethany.
And I wonder how many people actually know who... I think
they have to.
Well, I posted about the party and it went viral. It got like almost 2 million views on TikTok.
I saw that and people really liked it.
I know they did. Honestly, it had like all positive comments, which is so rare for TikTok.
Because it was such a wholesome party.
It really was.
It really was. It was the most
wholesome content you've had in a while.
I know. And I don't really do wholesome content.
Yeah, you're so problematic.
I'm so X-rated.
Oh.
You're disgusting.
I know.
Hi, Mr. Robert Sr.
It's so funny, like, being with Mr. Robert's family, because they will say things that, like, they hear on the podcast. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, tell us about, like, this. And I'm like, oh, my God, I forget. You guys, like, consume content I put out on the internet. And it makes me scared. I don't want to. But they're, like, they're great because, like, they like embrace who I am. They're not like, oh my gosh, like that Jade, she's crazy. I mean, maybe they say that, but they, you know,
behind your back.
Yeah. And it, and that's fine. Like if you feel like that, I totally respect it, but like behind my back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way you're supposed to do it. It's kind of nice because then they can see you as a whole person and not just like what you present to them.
Right.
I agree.
Totally.
Whoa.
So wait, how was your guys like actual Christmas? I haven't really talked to you.
Our actual Christmas?
Pretty low key since we celebrated when you and Mr. Roberts were there.
Mm-hmm.
Our actual Christmas, it was really nice. We went to the Ertles and oh my gosh. I need a shout out. Hold on. Should I go get the glasses or should I wait? We'll do a picture.
You can just put a picture.
Okay, because shout out to the Ertle kids. Well, I also wanted to like shout out the little company that, what's it called?
Etched.
They etched. We have 6 wine glasses and 3 of them say YPD and 3 of them say Your Poor Dad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so cute. So cute. And I think that's probably, aside from the trip and the Bears game, like my favorite. And they got us these, you guys all remember the Europe trip. They got us these blankets that have like the cutest pictures of like us three. So anyways, Christmas Day, we went to their house for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And then we obviously had to watch I'll Be Home for Christmas because Mom and I hadn't seen it so far this Christmas season.
Mm-hmm. And that's with Jonathan Taylor Thomas, Jessica Biel.
Yeah. And it's a classic. And then we just went home and kind of started packing, getting things ready for the next day.
Wow.
I know.
Exciting. It was the like laziest I've been at Mom and Dad's house in a while because we had the party on the 23rd. So that was a lot. But then the 24th and the 25th, we didn't have anything to do.
So you just like chilled?
Yeah. Like napped.
Napped. I love so napping. Nice. Yeah. So me and Mr. Roberts, we went on a plane bright and early to Southern California, which is very interesting that we grew up 20 minutes away from Mr. Roberts.
That's crazy.
I didn't even realize how close it was, but we were driving from his town to his uncle lives like on the other side of LA, and we drove through Glendora. It was like literally 15 minutes.
You know, some people probably think that's, you know, cool or like serendipitous or whatever. It's kind of creepy, right?
It is, because we literally played his high school. Glendora played his high school.
It's so weird that you guys didn't meet in California. Well,
and then he lived in Huntington Beach for a while, and I lived in Costa Mesa, and those are literally 2 neighboring towns. I was always in Huntington. We literally went to the same places, like all the restaurants we were talking. And he was an Uber driver for a little bit. So like I literally probably was in his Uber. He was like, I was always Ubering in like Newport.
That would be so weird if he was like, man, there was this one
annoying bitch. Yeah, she like, wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Apartment D.
But yeah, that's
so crazy.
I know. It's so. And then we like both moved to Austin the same year. So it's like, what did they say?
And there about was what? String.
Oh.
I couldn't think. They say?
I knew the words, but I just didn't know the tune. And
invisible
I was like,
invisible string.
I was hoping you would like start singing.
Well, I didn't. You said, what do they say?
And what do they say? How do they sing it?
Like, the invisible string was, like, tying you to him.
Isn't it so lovely? There's an invisible... Well, how's the fucking song go? That's what I'm asking.
I like the way you do it better.
I do, too.
Isn't it so pretty to think? And all along there was an invisible string
there you go.
Tying you to me. See, I can do it, but I get nervous.
Then don't do it.
Okay.
If you get so nervous.
But anyways, that was my Christmas.
I love that.
I'm excited for my Christmas with Sticks because tomorrow we're going to dinner. And then the next day.
Dinner.
Dinner. Then we're going to a spa the next day.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah. And then we're staying at an Airbnb.
Nice. A little staycation.
Yeah. I'm really excited.
In town?
Near. So there was a few different spas we looked at, but really we just wanted like a massage and like a hot tub. We wanted access to all the stuff, but not like someone to bring us. And then you eat this cucumber and feel, and then listen to me ding this bell. Cause that's what a lot of them were like. And I was like, I don't want someone telling me what to do.
I don't need someone to guide me. Just give me like the hot tub, the cold plunge and like the area. And I'll just
in a sauna.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you go to the Omni and get the spa thing, you get like the spa, like access to the area for the day.
Interesting.
So that's good. hopefully it'll turn
out. Where are you guys going to dinner?
We're going to Juniper.
Juniper. I've heard good things.
So did I.
I'm excited. I've looked at the menu about 50 times. I'm really excited.
Side note, we had, this is actually really funny. So Mr. Roberts' family has Chinese food every Christmas Eve, and they go to the same place, and they call it Mop Hands. Because one time they were picking up the food and they saw someone mopping, and then they put the mop down and they went to go roll up some food to like beads for delivery. And instead of washing his hands, he just went from mop to food. But they love the place so much, and they're like, I mean,
that made me pee a little bit.
Mop hands. So they're like, we're picking up mop hands for, but it's like so funny because it's so something our family would do. And
well, but I guess we have this information about our favorite restaurant. Yeah. We just have to live with it.
It's like, it's not going to deter you, but it's just information. And now it's the name.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's amazing. That's
really funny. But it made me really miss. Well, I was thinking of it because I was thinking about restaurants. It made me really miss like really good Chinese food. There's like not good Chinese food in Austin. That's like authentic, like, yeah. You know, little.
There's always family owned. Like any kind of like Asian Chinese place around here, it's like fusion, like it's
like some sort of like trendy spin.
Yeah, like a twist on,
yeah, like Elizabeth Street Cafe, so good, but it's like French Vietnamese. It's like, okay, can we just like fucking have some pho? Like that's all I want.
Yeah,
I don't need your fancy little take on
it. I also want like better hole in the wall restaurants that are just like mid. You could go there just a Wednesday night, you're just hungry and don't want to cook. I feel like you either have to go to the nicest restaurant or like Chili's. There's no like middle ground.
Well, yeah. And Bailey and I made a mistake one time of going to a hole in the wall Mexican restaurant. And
I think that was for my birthday too. I was like, I really want to try this place because it looks.
Where was it?
It's on South Lamar. And there's two next to each other. And I still don't know which one we actually went to.
I think I know
and
where
I was like,
it
this
is.
This must be good because it's still here. It's not nothing to look at, you know. So the food must be great. Like, let's go try it.
Is it by Golden Goose, the bar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it
that's the thing, because I would want to go to somewhere like that too, but you cannot trust the hole in the wall Mexican places in Austin.
The meat,
which you would think
that you could, but Austin has terrible Mexican food. I'm just gonna say it.
Well, it was scary because the meat
It was rancid.
It literally was gray. It was gray, and it like had the stench, and we were like,
Paige was like, this must be some new kind of way of cooking it. She took a bite.
I took a bite of it and I was like, don't eat this.
That was, oh my God.
So I'm on a mission for 2024, one of my food missions, which if you'd like to partake in this with me, because you're a foodie too, we should do a foodie like journey together.
Okay. Well, can I join? Well,
you can join. You can like eat off a kid's menu, but Bailey
no,
and I.
No, I eat. Like, I'm getting all flustered. I eat.
I know, you do eat. You have come a long way.
You do eat.
You do eat.
In my adulthood, like, I haven't not liked a restaurant in a really long time since Suerte.
I don't think Suerte is that good.
But I was really excited for it, and I was like, my taste buds were not having it.
No, the meal I've had Suerte like 3 times now, and it's so overrated.
Sorry, Suerte.
But I mean, you should go there, you guys. They have great drinks. Their drinks were amazing.
And I heard their brunch is pretty good.
They have good tacos. Well, we went to brunch. That's what we didn't like.
Oh, then maybe it was dinner.
Yeah.
Because you're right. I did not like the brunch.
I think I got something that was
You had the tongue. Good.
Yeah.
And that was like a
That hash. Was the best thing.
Yeah.
The tongue hash. Good. But okay, so my foodie goal is I'm trying to find the best chips and salsa in Austin. Because every single restaurant you go to here, first of all, so many of them don't bring out chips and salsa with the meal, which is like standard. At least where we grew up, like in DFW and in Southern California, you just get chips and salsa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to go somewhere that has chips and salsa.
I
I just feel like all the places I go, like even Matt's El Rancho, there's nothing to call home
about.
Well,
here's the thing. I have to say HEB chips, they're really similar to like the Chili's chips. They're really thin, really crispy. Mm-hmm.
Really salty.
Yeah, really salt. HEB might.
My mouth is watering.
Might have the best chips. Mom, whenever she was here a couple weeks ago, she was like, I need to stop at HEB before I go back home because they don't have an HEB in Keller. And she's like, these chips are to die. And they really are.
I believe it. HEB can do no wrong in my eyes.
Yeah.
Seriously. Shout out HEB.
I tried another hole in the wall restaurant. And the salsa was really good. It was really spicy and just felt just, you know, pico de gallo, we very like fresh, but then everything else was
terrible. Bad.
The chips were thick. My enchilada was microwaved. It was sad. It's like, okay.
My perfect, like, I think my standard, like my baseline of what I judge chips and salsa on is Mi Casina. Because I feel like Mi Casina is just like good chips. Like they're very corn. It tastes like good, like tortilla chips, fresh, homemade. And then the salsa is just like very good. It's just garlic, salty, spicy deliciousness.
Yeah, I think I'm not a huge salsa person, but I hate when there's too much pepper.
Pepper? This,
you know, it just ruins it for me.
Okay.
I want that fresh.
You want the fresh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Anyways, that's probably very insular, but that's just a little bit about us.
Right, okay, with your chips and salsa recommendations, and we'll tell you if they pass or not.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, since this is New Year's Day, did you guys have any plans last night
for New Year's Eve? No.
Do I have plans for New Year's Eve? Mm-hmm. I'm going to New York.
New York.
The city of lights.
Concrete jungle where dreams are made of. They're nodding their heads. This is an audio podcast.
Yeah.
So
I forget.
We're going to New York. I really have no idea what to expect because Mr. Roberts' friends are kind of making reservations for us, which is like, usually Mr. Roberts has like reservations like months in advance because he's just a Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have no idea what to expect.
Well, I have to say that my New Year's in New York, I think it was to ring in 2019, I think.
Uh-oh.
we're all like...
Yeah, that was a bad year, but that New Year's, that whole trip was probably one of my favorite trips I've ever taken.
Really?
Yes. And for New Year's Eve, me and Tyson, we got these tickets to the AMC theater. They had the whole thing just for this New Year's Eve party. And there were three different levels. They had movies running all night, but you didn't have to watch a movie. It was like parties on every single level. Got really lucky because we had only paid for the first level. We didn't know what to expect. It was kind of, I'd been to New York before, but I haven't really been to New York. Mm-hmm. I didn't know like exactly where, because the whole point of being at the AMC theater was that you could see the ball drop mm-hmm. from where we were. Well, plot twist, we had gotten tickets to the first level, but the lady who was handing out these wristbands, because that's each wristband was a different color depending on what tier you bought.
Yeah.
She gave us the wrong color. And so I'm looking at all these plebes on the first floor and I'm like, why do we have a different bracelet than everyone else? And then I keep looking at the people going up these stairs and I'm like, we should just go up there. And guess what? She gave us the wrong one. She gave us the one for the tier that had this little balcony. So the people below didn't have a balcony where they could actually look at the ball drop. So we got really lucky. We were able to see the ball drop and it was really freaking cool. But then it was raining. And honestly, so it was the most magical night until it struck midnight and then we had to, you know, go home. And it was disgusting. The streets were so, it's like smelled because of the rain, like the rain mm-hmm. was like washing the trash like in the streets. Anyways, but besides that, it was like perfect.
It sounds perfect.
It was great. I think you're gonna have this year is a little different. I'm doing nothing at least as of right now, so we'll
I'm sure
see.
Your plans will find you.
I'm sure I'll figure something out.
I feel like one of the best New Year's Eves that I had was when I watched the Reputation tour on Netflix, and I feel like it almost like cast a spell for my 2022, because it was 2021 going into 2022, and I just remember like summoning the energy of the Reputation album, and then I had a great 2022.
There's a lot of energy in that album.
Yeah, and it's like, so if you are like home alone and you need something to watch, I like highly recommend just watching Reputation tour,
especially since it's leaving Netflix soon.
It is?
It keeps saying leaving soon.
Oh my God. It keeps saying, I mean, I don't keep up with the listing.
It's on pages continue watching all the time. Look,
I like falling asleep to it. And the first two songs, it just really freaking hypes me up. So sometimes I'll just watch for the first two songs.
It's like not a good thing to watch right before bed then.
Well, because then after I get those two songs, then I can go memes. Then I go memes. Okay, so what about what?
Well, we made Dad watch the Eras thing.
We made Dad watch.
What did Dad think?
He thought she was very impressive.
Yeah. What was his favorite part?
He didn't say.
Mm.
We'll have to ask him.
Yeah.
He watched the whole thing.
Well, he was in and out.
I was going to say, he was in and out, like, going outside.
It was stressing me out and it was pissing me off. And he was asking me a question during, I think it was right after she sang Fearless, which Fearless is either my favorite or second favorite era. And he's like, hey, Paige, I have a question about my iPhone. And he's
asking. At a time like this?
It was really weird.
At a time like this where I've already seen this concert four times?
True. It was really weird. He has multiple phones, okay? His old phone, it was like, he's like, how do I make this a group? And I'm like, I don't know, this phone's so old.
It has a button.
But it was weird because someone had created a group, but every time he responded to somebody, it was happening in an individual text. And I was like, maybe you have some kind of setting turned off. And he's like, but look, how come I have a group with you guys? And I was like, I don't freaking know. And he's like, okay, we'll look into this another time. Oh, so we never circled back. Anyways, I was really happy that he watched the end. He was a little more appreciative of Evermore and Folklore than I thought he would be.
Really?
Because he did say, he was like, I don't know this song. But he was appreciating.
So did he have to tell you every single song he didn't know as it was playing?
Yes.
Okay. That's so dad.
And not just one time, like the song would start, he'd be like, I don't know it. And then the chorus would hit, he'd be like, yeah, I've never heard this song. And it's like, no, I know. Just appreciate it.
God. Oh my god, that's so funny.
It kills me.
Speaking of dad's phone being weird, our friend Angie was trying to text. Was Jade in the message?
Jade, it was the funniest thing.
Very much the same thing as stay out of it, Paige. Where our family was fighting in a big group text that they thought they had my number in, but it was someone else's.
Wait, have we ever told that story?
I don't know. We should tell it in its entirety one day.
Yeah, not today, but
I'll give you the cliff notes. So we were in a big group text with our extended family, and we were all fighting, and then one of our aunts had included Bailey's number, but it was Bailey's old number.
But I have told everyone before that day so many times, stop texting Bailey's old number. This is her new number. And I kept giving them Bailey's new number.
So someone in our family was saying some wild shit, like out of pocket, just like she was like coming for everyone's neck. Bailey's old number texts back. She's like, or she, I don't know, they. They're like, I know all your secrets. So it just looks like Bailey's like plotting. Can you imagine just having like somebody's old phone number and you're like, oh my god, you guys, look at this fucking text.
It would be amazing. Shame. I would love to find that person.
I know.
Well, I know we should call that person.
I know. We should have
that person on the podcast.
I know.
Well, so when we went to the Ertl's house looking at their presents under the tree, I mean, they just had these huge boxes and there's so many. I'm like, whoa. And they're like all of the kids have the same amount of presents. There's just one kid had bigger items, like kitchen kind of things, right? So she was explaining to me and Bailey, she's like, it's really not that crazy. It's just these big boxes.
Yeah.
So she goes to text me, Bailey, and mom after their kids open their gifts to say, like, this was Jet's Christmas, which is a bunch of boxes.
Right.
And then this was Alexis's Christmas, you know, smaller things. But she had included this random phone number that I didn't know. And then this person says, I don't think I know anyone in this group. So I am crying, laughing on the couch with mom. And we're just giddy. I mean, we're just cracking up because we're like, this is the same situation as I Know All Your Secrets. And then Angie just ha-has that text. And then she replies to that text and says, sorry.
That is so, I don't think I know anyone in this.
And it's just so, it's especially the scene, the text was just like an image of one group of presents and an image of like this person's probably like, what is going on? It's like, she ha-has the text, sorry.
That is so funny.
I know. Okay, so anyways, what about New Year's resolutions, guys?
Okay.
Well, now on top of finding the best chips and salsa in Austin.
Right.
I have boring ones. Like, I want to be very scheduled this year to where it's like every Tuesday. Like I have a day for everything, you know, and everything has its day.
You're so weird. You literally live in another time. You are not of this era.
I'm not.
I feel like if you had it your way, you would still have an iPhone with a button on it.
Probably.
Why have an iPhone? She'd rather have a landline. She doesn't have to remember to bring it anywhere.
If I had a landline, I would still have to carry around an iPad or something so I could still do all my word games.
True.
I take those very seriously. No,
you literally are a grandma.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised you don't carry around a checkbook. Can I write you a check?
I have a checkbook.
I don't have a checkbook anymore.
I don't have anything fun, though, as okay, my so you be, resolution.
No, I think that... I think that's a good one for you, being... a little more like organized on schedule, like
yeah, boring.
But I think that's a really good goal because since this new career, like you've just been so, there's so much that you have to do mm-hmm. during the week that you're just kind of like chaos.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be good to get on a schedule, a schedule.
That's why I want it.
Yeah. I really would like to get back into my fitness. Mm-hmm. I was doing a really good job with it. I was looking back, I think my best like fitness year was probably 2022 and then kind of like halfway through 2023, but then I kind of, you know, just kind of stopped. So I want to, and it doesn't have to be like hardcore, but I just, you know, 4 times a week or something, I want to be moving my body. Doing things. I got a membership to a gym.
You did?
Yeah. There's this new gym called Crunch.
Crunch.
And they just opened one kind of over by Costco.
Nice.
You know, so.
So you could go to Costco after you go to the gym. It's kind of like a treat.
Exactly. And there's a Whole Foods over there. But it's perfect because the thing I've been really missing is a sauna. So they have a sauna. So I'm really excited.
Perfect.
So fitness, I really want to get back into my journaling. I've trailed off on that. So just doing that every day as well. And then I kind of want to pick up a new hobby, but I don't either pick up a new hobby or pick up
an old hobby,
like my guitar or something. Mm-hmm. Start playing that again.
You should start writing songs again. Okay. And can you imagine the story? Like she used to write songs and then she gave that life up. And then one day she said, I'm going to pick up my hobby again.
What a unique story that would be.
I know. It'd be so unique.
What about unique you?
New York. Well.
And I want, sorry, before you go, let me just say, I want to do something to drive this podcast.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, my number one goal for next year, I think I do like goals versus resolutions, I think. I don't know if it's the same thing. I don't even know what a fucking resolution is.
Call it what you want.
Call it what you want. Yeah, call it what you want to. I'm so musical this episode.
Seriously.
Number one goal is that this could be all of our full-time job. That would be great. Cross your little fingers. And then... I also want to dial in my health a little better because the older I get, the harder it is to keep those pesky 10 pounds off my body.
Honey, I freaking know it.
It's so hard. I have like 10 pounds extra on my body. And whenever I say that, people are like, well, what about your boobs? I'm like, they weigh 2 pounds, literally. Well,
and your boobs have always been big.
Yeah.
So it's the implant, like now they sit where they're supposed to, but you've always had big boobs.
Yeah, it's not the boobs. Like the implants literally weigh 2 pounds.
Yeah, and you know your body. It's like they're not new.
And that's the thing. It's so annoying when you're telling people like I have 10 pounds I need to lose and they're like, "No, you don't." It's like, "No, I know my body." And it's not like for vanity reasons. It's like first of all, I can tell something's going on. And second of all, I'm uncomfortable. Like 10 pounds on a little meatball is a fucking lot of weight.
Preach.
And it's like, it's not bad to like want to be better for yourself. I think it is bad when it goes in the other direction when you start like focusing on it a little too much.
Like kind of upsetting.
Yeah. And it's like, it is upsetting though, because, you know, like our weight, it's hard to control it. And it's something that you can't control sometimes. Like even with all the diet and exercise, it feels like I can't.
Well, because we were blessed to be women and our hormones are crazy.
Yeah. I have like a whole like list. So I'm optimizing my sleep, my morning routine, my night routine, my fitness, and my eating. And each month I want to like kind of check in and say, okay, like, cause first of all, I don't think I'm sleeping enough. So I'm going to like get that all dialed in. I'm doing like the mouth taping and all of that. I'm going to get like one of those Hatch alarm clocks to gently wake me up in the morning. And I also like need to go to bed earlier, but it's hard when you're a creative person. Cause like sometimes I'll get on an idea and I'm like, oh fuck, like I should just write it. And it's usually at night.
Yeah.
Instead of like during the day. Like the middle of the day is like dead in here. Nothing's going on.
Well, and it's so weird. Like this morning, I naturally woke up at like 4:45, and I swear I was like wide awake, but I forced myself to go back to sleep because it was 4:45. Like, what was I going to do? And I'm not working this week. So I really wanted this week to just like, I want to take naps. I want to sleep as much as I can. But then when I went back to sleep, when my alarm went off at 7, I felt like I was dead.
Yeah.
Like,
what is that? So tired. Yeah. But then if you were to have stayed awake at 4:45, you would have started to feel dead around 7.
Yeah.
It's hard. So I'm trying to like optimize all of that. I would love to get these like 10 pounds off my body so I can just feel like myself again. Mm-hmm. And part of me is like really scared it has something to do with like inflammation from my surgery. So I'm trying to like deal with like figure out like inflammation, figure out like what vitamins my body's potentially missing. Mr. Roberts went and got his like blood tested, and like actually is a really cool doctor over here. And it's like they mix like Eastern and Western medicine. So it's like an actual doctor, but they're like, okay, like these are vitamins you can take. Like they're not just trying to like feed you medicine.
Right.
So
when was the last time you did blood work? I feel like
literally never.
You're so much like mom. Like you could have like weird thyroid things.
I know. I probably do have weird, because when mom moved to Texas, that's when her thyroid got messed up, and she was literally 35.
Well, and her thyroid literally just like up and down. Yeah. Like you really probably, honey, you need to go to the doctor.
I know. And I do such like intense, high intensity workouts that I don't think are very good for somebody who has like thyroid or hormone issues. Like it can actually do the opposite of help you, because like your cortisol spiking and your thyroid has a hard time like regulating your hormones because of that. I don't fucking know. I'm not a doctor, but I'm going to switch up my like workout routine, which is also really hard for me because I'm like obsessed with my routine, and like doing a lighter workout is a mental like head fuck, because I'm like, oh, you have to be like killing yourself in the gym to see results, but like that's not necessarily the case.
Well, remember what Taylor Swift said when she was like, oh, I thought that when I was getting off of one of her concerts that she was supposed to feel dead and supposed to, you know, and it's like, oh no, like if you give your body what you need and feel it the right way, then you can like go through a whole show and not feel dead. Right. So you just need to figure out what your body needs.
It's just so annoying that it's like, it's not like, oh, you just do the right thing and then you get the right results. Like it's like a little puzzle
for everybody.
Yeah. It's like what works for me is not going to work for you or anyone else. Like it's just, it's so, yeah, those are my two main goals.
Cool. Yeah. I hope that 2024 is better than 2023.
I think it will be. I'm also very excited for South by Southwest. So I think we're going to do like another event at Ali's studio like we did. So that will be really fun. I feel like I'm like more in the community like than I was last year.
You made a lot of friends this year.
I know. I had like zero friends going into the year, and now I have like a bunch.
It's so cool.
I know. So that'll be fun. And yeah. So that's it.
I think that's great. I also think that the odd numbered years have been, for me, even number years have been better than the odd number years. Yeah. 2020, kind of weird, but you know, that was weird for everyone. So I think,
yeah, that was like an equal opportunity weird year.
Yeah. And then 2022 was great. And now I think 2024 will be like the best.
Yeah. Mine used to be odd number years were better. And then 2021 happened. And I just,
2019 was the start of my shit year.
Yeah.
2019, I was kind of like feeling myself. Like I was like,
2019 was a bad year for us.
Yeah.
Well, it also kind of was a, I was like, you were calling out of my, yeah, I was in my denial year.
Yeah. It, well, you were just swimming in denial.
I wasn't in denial. I think I was just in survival.
And you were embracing it. You liked.
And then 2020 came and I was like, I just spiraled.
Yeah.
And yeah. But, or not spiraled, just was faced with some hard truths.
Yeah.
Yeah. But 2021, I think, was like a bad year for us too.
I have a lot of bad years.
The good, the bad.
Yeah. But
I think you guys should write in and tell us your biggest regret of 2023 and also your resolution or goal for 2024.
My biggest regret of 2023.
I know. I'm trying to think. Like, what was your peak and your pit of 2023?
The peak of my 2023 was Arlington Eras.
Mm-hmm. That was really fun.
That was my peak. That honestly was, like, anything Taylor Swift related was like a peak. It was it was a great year for Swifties.
Yeah.
I think the worst part of my year was probably work related.
Yeah. Same. Oh, yeah,
that's true. I feel like my biggest, like the best part and my biggest regret was all wrapped up in our trip to Germany because
getting my phone stolen.
I know. I wasn't gonna remind you, but here I am. Because it was my first time traveling ever besides to Mexico, which I've only been to like resorts in Mexico that doesn't count. And it was so exciting and so cool. And I feel like I learned so much about how I can travel and it's not a huge daunting financial pit like it always seemed like it.
I know.
But then because of that, I was just going with whatever everyone else was doing and I wasn't doing anything on my own.
That really wasn't a trip for us to kind of go off on our own. Like there really wasn't like an opportunity to do it.
But now I learned that the next time I'm going to build that time in.
Yeah. And I feel like we should like all try to travel more because it's really fun. And every time I like travel, I'm like, I should do this more.
Yeah.
But it really like, I am not like a good leader into traveling. Like I need to be led to travel.
Yeah.
But I love traveling. But it's always like someone's telling me to travel.
Well, if anyone's wondering, my iPhone that did get stolen is still in Morocco, and they turned it on the 20th. That was the last time they turned it on, trying to get me to give them access to the device.
So like they can't access the device because you won't let them. So they did all of that in vain.
So they'll eventually I guess break it and sell it for the parts.
Oh.
But they can't.
As an iPhone.
Yeah, which they want me to either remove the device from my iCloud.
Uh-huh.
Or they want to, what they do is they'll send me these text messages.
Yeah, the threatening text messages.
Yeah, and they and they want me to like click the link. If I click the link, then that would give them immediate access to my iCloud where they can, hopefully what they would only do is remove the device so then they can wipe it and resell it. Because right now it's on this erase mode. So if they were to try to connect it to the internet, everything completely shuts down the phone. So they don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So they keep turning it on. And, every time I start getting these weird messages, I look and that's the day that they'd turn it on and try to like,
oh my God, that's so stressful.
It's wild.
My peak this year, the thing that made me like the most happiest was like all like the female positivity on the internet. Like we started off the year with Rihanna at the Super Bowl, which was just like so cool. Then like the Barbie movie was like super big. I feel like it just kind of like brought the girlies together. And then of course, Taylor. It was just like such a fun year to be a girl. And I feel like for so long, I've like kind of been like, I'm not a girly girl. You know, like I don't like Taylor because of this, you know. And it's like once you just like let go and let girly, like just embrace the fun things, even if people think they're basic, which like Paige has been doing her entire Swiftdom. But it was just like so fun to just like embrace being a girl. Like, let's just like all be girls, you know?
Yeah.
So I liked that. I also really liked, I forgot, like, I got to travel a lot this year, which was like a peak. And mm-hmm. I didn't feel, but the pit was, I like felt so much anxiety all year because I got laid off at the beginning of the year, and it was so hard trying to figure out what to do from there because my work situation was so toxic and emotionally abusive and like borderline like harassment, like let's be honest. And it just like, it was so hard. I felt like I really had, and I'm still working through like shedding all of that from, I wish we could do an episode on like work trauma, because like it's really like, it's almost as abusive as like a relationship.
Yeah. And it's kind of almost, dare I say, more because it's like you depend on this job to pay your bills and all that kind of stuff. So it's, you deal with so much more than you hopefully would in a relationship. You know what I mean?
And when someone's like in a relationship, there's so much content. There's so much like support of people being like, yeah, like you don't need this person. Fuck them, blah, blah, blah. But like with a job, you literally need it because it's your way to survive. And when somebody is telling you like how bad you are at your job, how stupid you are, constantly yelling at you, and like that's your money source, it's so much worse. I mean, it's like, if it's like makes you feel like so vulnerable.
Well, and it's so scary because you're like, okay, like I need to find a different job or whatever, and it's so much harder to get a new job than to stay in the shitty job. You know what I mean? It's like, it's
at least you know your enemy there.
And exactly. It's like when you're in an emotionally abusive relationship with somebody, and it's like that attachment that you're like, okay, well, I can't leave because that person is constantly telling you how like this is the best you'll ever have. And then you start forming that like toxic,
well,
like,
and you think like, well, I've already invested so much time and energy into this person.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's the same way with the job, only you're more dependent.
Because like, you're getting a paycheck.
Yeah.
And like, how do you survive without money?
And you almost justify it because it is your job. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, jobs are supposed to kind of suck. Like, is this the suck? Like, but then you get out of it and you're like, holy fuck, like, wait, that was actually so bad. Like, I wish I could go into detail. I could tell story after story after story about that job, but I can't because I signed an NDA. But I really, like, I can't believe the turn the year took, because, like, I now am making money off of social media. And, like, hopefully, like, I saw what I could do for myself this year from like social media, so I need to take that and help us do that with Your Poor Dad. And I feel like we could do that in a year. Like,
yeah, I think if we buckle down,
we hunker down,
we make a plan, we can start making money.
Yeah. But yeah, this, I feel like this is a good episode. Tell us your guys' peaks and pits of 2023, and like make them funny.
Did you do yours?
Yeah, it was all about Germany.
Oh yeah. You're right. You went first. Okay. Well, this was great.
Send us off, girls.
Let's have a great 2024, guys.
And you guys can start off 2024 great by rate, reviewing, and liking, and sharing this episode. Write a little review. 5 stars. 4 stars. Is it 5?
5.
What? I didn't know what the scale was.
Out of 5.
5 then. And follow us on social media. Your Poor Dad Pod. Write us a email, yourpoordad@gmail.com. Thank you.
Yep. Can't wait.
Bailey always has the funniest sign offs. Okay, guys, we've got to go.
And that's it.
Yeah. And thank you guys so much for such a great year. This was a really incredible year for this podcast. This was the year that we really started to grow and get new sisters and listeners. So I really appreciate you guys, and I hope that we can just continue building this community in 2024.
Yeah.
All right. Well, bye.
Bye.